We begin the current daf, Masech Desnaz, the daf Chaf Aleph. We begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is our Mishnah opened up Perek Misha Amid, the fourth Perek Masech Desnaz. And it said that if somebody says, I want to be a Nazir, and somebody near him overheard him saying he's becoming a Nazir, and he said, Va'ani and me what? That as a self-standing statement wouldn't mean anything. But what he's doing is he's being matfis, he's transferring the Kabbalah's Naziris that the first person did onto himself. And then another person overheard and said, Vani, and me. And me, meaning he's also going to have that. So on that, the Mishnah said, Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim, because they're all jumping on board on the first person's Naziris, and that's how they're accepting their Naziris. Now on that, there was a Machlikis, Rish Lakish, and Yehuda Nasiya, regarding what time frame does allow them to jump on ship. In other words, if someone a day later says, Vani, and me what? It has to be connected to something. So the connection to the statement of Hareni Naz is within the time of Teich Kedei Dibur, which, according to Rish Lakish, what that means is, only three people could say Vani. Because Teich Kedei Dibur is a time frame of saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi, how you could greet your teacher. There's three words. Vani, Vani, Vani. That's the equivalent of three words. That's how many people could jump on. The fourth one cannot. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya held that wasn't mistabber, that wasn't logical, because if someone has his teacher walk by at the time when he wants to say Vani, he has the first greet his Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and therefore to the contrary, he holds that even a fourth one could say Vani, because it's still connected to the Teich Kedei Dibur time frame, so although it's not in that amount of time, but since it's connected to that, that would also be good, and therefore he holds, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that even four people could say Vani. Now that's why our Gemara continues, Tani Name Hachi. Similarly, we learned in the Braisa like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who he said that the Atfas has to be Toich Kedei Dibur, within the time frame of Kedei Dibur, again, that only three people could say Vani, and not four like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. As the Braisa says, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, someone says, I want to be a Nazir. V'shama Chaveira, and his friend overhears him, V'shal Kedei Dibur, and he delays saying Vani, for the time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, V'amar Vani, and then right after that, he says, and me. So the halacha is, who us, the first person that said Hareini Nazir is forbidden in his vow of Naziris, V'chaver Mutar, but the friend who overheard and said Vani is permitted, because he wasn't within the time frame of three words, he said in the time frame of four words. Now, V'kama Kedei Dibur, how much is this time frame? Is Kedei She'ilo Shalom Talmud L'Rav, is the amount of time it takes for a student to greet his Rabbi. So what we see from this Braisa is that since he delayed Kedei Dibur, even though he said Vani, right, connected to Kedei Dibur, as the Braisa says, he hasn't said anything, and rather it has to be Toich Kedei Dibur, which was like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So the Gemara continues trying to prove this halacha of Rish Lakish, Leimim Misayeli. Let's support Rish Lakish's version, his halacha, from our Mishnah. A Mishnah said, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. It opened up and said that if someone says, I'm a Nazir, V'shama Chaveira V'amar Vani, and then his friend overheard and said, and me, then his friend heard and said, Vani, and me. So the Mishnah said, Kulam Nazirim, the old Nazirim. Now, the Gemara makes the following inference. V'sulai, but it didn't say any more Vanis. It only had two Vanis. Now, obviously, the reason why it didn't continue and say four Vanis is because a fourth person cannot be Matfis. Because since he's after Kedei Dibur, from the fact that we didn't say a four Vanis, obviously is that that would not be considered being matfis in the original Nedav Hareini Nazir. Now, the Rush points out an obvious question, is that, what do you mean? It only says two Vanis. Even according to Rish Lakish, that only three Vanis work and not four, well, it should have said three Vanis. So that the Rush says, no, that the halacha of Teich Kedei Dibur is an obvious, well-known halacha. And since we already told you two Vanis, that two people could be matfis in the first person's neder of Hareini Nazir, and moreover that when we permit the first one's neder because he went to Achacham, then all the other ones which are dependent on his are also mutter. So therefore, obviously we would know that the same thing would apply to three Vanis, because two is no different than three, it's still within the time frame of Teich Kedei Dibur. But the Gemara, what is trying to prove, not like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, is according to him, it should have said four Vanis. Because then it would have been teaching us another chiddush that we would not have known, that even samach l'kedei dibur, even near teich kedei dibur, which is in the fourth word, that's even like the halacha of kedei dibur. Because according to Rish Lakish, it makes sense where, yeah, it says two, because two means like three, because we know that's the time frame of Kedei Dibur. Now, but we just wanted to tell you the halacha being matfis and someone else, and that permitting the first one will permit all the later ones that they come. But according to Yehuda Nasiya's version, it should have said more. It should have said at least four, because then it could have told us a chiddush that we didn't necessarily know. We said even samach l'chdei dibur works, and it doesn't. Obviously, it's because four vanis would not work, only two or three. So the Gemara answers, no raya. Tana ki ruchlo lechashav lezel. What do you think? Our Tana has to be like a peddler, which has to count all the merchandise that he has? In other words, the way the Rush explains it is, actually, we could say that even if it would have said four vanis, we would not be able to infer what you're trying to say is the chiddush of Yehuda Nasiya, to say that samach l'kdei dibur, would even that be considered within the time frame. The reason being is because you could say, as the Gemara will shortly explain, actually, that that's a question, that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that every single person that does hadfasa and says, and me, and me, and me, and me, is not on the first person who said Areni Nazir, it's on the person who before him, who he said Vani, and he became a Nazir. The next guy who says, and me, is going back, I want to be like you, and you want to be like him, and so on and so on. Now, therefore, since it's not going on the first one, therefore we wouldn't gain anything by saying four Vanis. And that's why it doesn't say four Vanis, because you wouldn't be teaching a halacha of samach l'kdei dibur is like kedei dibur, because it's only if it's on the first person that would be saying that chiddush of saying four Vanis. But since you can say the Tana of a Mishnah is saying that each person, and that as the Gemara will actually conclude that is the way it works, it's each one and the other one, so then you're not really teaching anything by saying four Vanis versus two or seven. It's all the same. It's going on the person before, and the person before, it's of course within the time frame of four or three words, because even the next word, and therefore that's why there's nothing to gain by saying four Vanis, and that's why it's not a raya, not like Yehuda Nasiya. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that you're proposing that there's really nothing to teach us even with four Vanis, because actually every person that says Vani is going back on the person before him, so even if you have seven Anis, it's still Tehkidei Dibra of the person before him. But then V'lisni Chad V'lishme'inon Hani, then why does it say even two Vanis? It should just say one Vani, and then we would know this halacha. If you tell me each person is contingent on the person before him, so just say one Vani. We would know that you could be Matvis in the other person, and that could continue on ad infinitum. You could keep on doing that. And moreover, if you matter one, so the next one, and so whatever the first one before him was matter, will matter the other ones later. Why say then two Vanis? So that thing where it says, Hachanami, you're right. And therefore it's not a right to Rish Lakish and not like Yehuda Nasiya. Because we could have said just one Vani. But Umishum Diktani Seifa, since however the Seifa wanted to say by the undoing, meaning the beginning of the Mishnah opens up by saying the halacha that people could jump on the back of the first person's nazir. So if one person says Areni Nazir, he says Vani, 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 they're all going to be Nazir. Then the Sefer talks about, however, undoing the domino effect. Huta Harisha, and it says, but let's say the first person is Mater his nether, the one who said Areni Nazir. So then the Mishnah said, Hutru Kulan. Now they're all permitted because they're all based on his original nether, and now it's like that was never a nether. Whereas Huta Ha'achra, and it said that if let's say the last person who said Vani, he permits his nether, well, then the Achron Mutter B'Kul Nasum, then only the last one is permitted, but the previous ones are forbidden, because he's contingent on them, they're not contingent on him. Now, but what we see from the Sefer is, Mechlal Dekem Tzoy. Obviously, there's a middle person, because we're saying there's a first person, when he's Mata his Neder, regarding the rest, and then there's a last person. If there's a first and a last, that means there's a middle. Mishum Hachik Tani Vani Vani, and that's why, very simply, that's why it says, and me, to have three people. You have the first person who said Hareni Nazir, and then you have the last person who said Vani, and the middle person said Vani, and that will teach us this halacha that the first person is going to permit all the rest, and the last person will only permit his, but not the previous ones. Now, however, the Rush does ask, but still, that doesn't really answer the question. We said, you said the Reisha because the Sefer, but the Sefer itself shouldn't have said three people. You're right, it says it with Rishon Achron, but it could have taught the halacha of permitting one which permits the rest, but permitting a later one doesn't permit the previous ones. You could have said it with two people. You could have said, Hutter ha rishain, Hutter ha sheini, because the second one's contingent on the first one. And they could have said that if you Hutter ha beis, which is the second one, is la Hutter al, if you don't permit the first one. So how does that really answer the question? Why does the Sefer say three people? So Net Rosh says, no, the reason why the Sefer had to say Hutoha Achren is actually to make the diuk that it's only the last one, when his neder is permitted, that nothing else comes permitted because there's no one after him. But the middle person who has after him another person who has the last person after him, so actually, when he permits his neder, the one after him will become permitted his neder because, as the Gemara will conclude, everyone actually makes his hatfasa in the one before him. So that's why it was necessary to say that halacha so that we can infer it's only because the last one. It wouldn't tell us if there's two people because then it would just be one and two. So obviously that the last one, which is the second person, would not permit anyone else. But we wanted to say the last one to make the deek that only when he permits his neder, when there's, let's say, 17 people, and he permits his neder, then no one else gets permitted. But the deek would be, but if, let's say, the 13th person would have been matir his neder, then the remaining four would have become permitted, again, because everyone is contingent on the one before him, not on the one of the first one, where, although his neder is still extant, but from 13 onward, gets chopped off. So therefore, the Gemara says that there's no riot from the Mishnah, but we did have a brisa that supported Rish Lakish in his opinion that the halacha is only teich kedei dibur, but not like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sets it up, samach kedei dibur. Now the Gemara continues, Ibailu, that the following question, which relates to the halacha of our Mishnah regarding what we were just speaking about, when we said va'ani, 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 so the Gemara asks, chad b'chavre mitfas? Is it like we had just explained regarding rationalizing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya with our Mishnah, that is it every person that says Vani and me? Is he transferring the Naziris of the person before him? Adima become a mitfase. Or is everyone really transferring the Naziris of the first person? The first one was the only one that said the statement of a reigning Nazir. Then everyone with this domino says Vani, Vani, Vani. Everyone says me, 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 me. But who is and me? And me what? And me like the guy who before me who said and me? Or and me like the first person who said a reigning Nazir? So the one is Lamai Nafkimina. What's the halachic difference, or who, which person's Naziris is he transferring? So the difference is latfusei imezel, to how far can you do hatfasa, as the Gemara explains. I amret chad b'chavri mitfas, if you say that each person is transferring the Naziris of the person before him, well then matfas and vazel in the island, then you could continue doing hatfasa even to 100 people, because you're going to be terkedei dibra of the person before you. So, and the guy after you will be within you, and so on and so on. But the Yamrit become a mitfasa. But if you say that everyone is transferring the Naziris of the first person, well then tvei mechdei dibur le mitfasin. Then you can't transfer more than the amount of time of kedei dibur, whether like Rish Lakish, like we said, who holds that's only within three people could say vani, or like Yehuda Nasiya, who said only four people are going to be able to say ani because it's at least some kedei dibur. But the question is, but you wouldn't be able to do any more than that. And therefore, my, what's the halacha regarding hadfasa of saying vani? Who is it going on? The guy before you or the first person? So the Gemara says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Harini Nazir. It opened up and said that if someone says, I am a Nazir, Vishamach Aveiri Vomer Va'ani, Va'ani, and then his friend heard and said, and me, and then his friend heard and said, and me. So they're all Nazir. Now, the Gemara makes an inference, Vesuloi Midi. It doesn't mention more than two people. Could have said one person. It doesn't. It says, the person said, Harini Nazir. Next one who says and me, and the next one who says and me. Now, Shema Mina become who the mitfasi. Obviously, that they're being matfis the Naziris of the first person. Because the Isor Gedaita Chad Bechabi mitzvahs, because if you would entertain to say that each person is saying and me, it's going back on the guy before him, well then listen to Tuva Vani, then let it say many anis. Why limited to just two, which would be within the time frame of Kedei Dibur, which again would even be three, like we had explained from the Rush before, but we're keeping it within that amount. Why? Say more. If you could even have more, because chad b'chaveri mitvus is saying more. So on that the Gemara answers, what do you mean? Tana ki ruch l'chashe b'lezel, what do you think? The Tana has to be like a peddler and to say 100 vanis? Because as the Rush explains, to the contrary, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, yes, kol chad b'chaveri mitvus. Now therefore, there is no chiddush in saying 100 more than two, because that's the same element that it's saying, that everyone could be matvus on the one before him. Now, however, so then the question you would ask is that you should say just one, actually, which is going to be the Gemara's question, but that's what the Rosh says regarding two vanis, that is a chiddush, as we had said before, to make the inference, since you have three people now, so you could say that when the Achron when his neder becomes permitted, so then it's saying that, but that's only when no one else's neder would be permitted. But when the second person, the middle person, matter his neder, then the third one actually will become permitted. And the reason being is because actually that's where you could infer this halacha of saying that because the third person is being matfisit, not in the first person, but in the second person. But again, that wouldn't be a complete proof either to say that chad b'chavri mitfis, because you still could say that the Tana wasn't precise, actually, like the Gemara is later going to say, this idea where it wasn't precise. And therefore, it's not necessarily that way, but you definitely could say that way. So, but that's what the Gemara is answering, is saying there's no reason for us to say 100 more than 2, where you already learned that halacha of everyone being matfis in the other person. Now, the Gemara asks, but listen, chad, if that's the case, say just one bani, and v'lashmin and kulan, and then you would know this halacha already of being matfis in the one before you. So that the Gemara says, you're right. But I did iktani, since we learned in the Sefer, huta harishon hutra kulan, that if the first one is permitted, then they're all permitted. Huta achron, if the last one's permitted, ha achron mutar b'kulan asur, and then the last one's permitted, and they're all forbidden. So mechal dikdem tzai, like we said regarding the previous Gemara's discussion. Obviously, that means to say that there's a middle guy. That's why it says two vanis, to have three people. First person is said are in Nazar, then vani, and then vani. Now, that's why there's no raya either way to say that if it's b'kama matfis or kolchad b'dechavim mitfis. And that's why it says exactly two, there's no point in saying more, and but we didn't say less because of the later case of the Sefer, which regarding, we wanted to say this idea of rishon and achron, which means to say that there's a middle person. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya toshma from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, huta harishon, hutru kulan. If the first person who said harini nazir gets his neder permitted, then they're all permitted. Now, from the fact that it says the rishon specifically, and it doesn't talk about the middle person, obviously rishon hu disharu, it's only the first person, when he's matter his neder, then all the later nazirim are going to be permitted. Ha'im tzoy loy, but the middle person not. Because even the middle person was, then that would have been a bigger chiddush. Even though he's not the one that said Arini Nazir, he's just some person down this totem pole. But by the fact that he said Vani, makes the person after him dependent on him. So if that was the case, then you could have said even them Tzai is Hutra Ha'achrin. Shema Menah B'kamim Mitvasin. So you can infer from the fact that it only mentions if the first one is permitted, then the later one, Damano, has become permitted. It's because everyone's contingent on the first one and not on the person before him. And that the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Truthfully, I would tell you that everyone is contingent on the one before him. The idea of boyim misno hutru kulan is just because the Tana of the Mishnah wanted to say something like a big splash and say, we could have a case where one person goes to the Rav, is matir's neder, and everybody's neder will become permitted. That's why it talks about the first person. Because the itanem tzoi, because every mention the middle person, maybe you're right. Maybe the ones after him would become permitted because everyone's matfis in the one before him. And somewhere along the line, there's a break from this middle person. But then, ikir rishon b'lo mishtari, but there would be the first person, the one before the middle guy, who would not be permitted because it's only from him onward. That's why it said the first person. Because we just wanted to say that everybody, but maybe it's not a raya, maybe the middle person would be considered chad b'chari mitfis and the rest would be permitted. So Tashma the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, okay, however, hut ha'achrin, the last person is matra is neder, ha'achrin mutra v'kul nasturin. So then the last one, his neder of Naziris is permitted, but the rest are forbidden. Now, the le'ika achrin b'asrei, what it sounds like is, the reason why it talks about the last person is because there's nobody else after him. So that's why he's the only one that's permitted. Avalem tzoyi, but it sounds like the middle person, if he was matra his neder, where there are people after him, mishtari, it sounds like that their naziris would be permitted. Shema minah, so you can infer from a Mishnah that chad b'chavri mitfis, that everybody is matfis on the one before him, because only the last person who has no one, so that's where we say he's the only one. But a middle person who has someone after him, it sounds like that they would be permitted. That's obviously only because you say chad b'chavri mitfis. And then the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Lo'ilam emelucha b'kama mitfis, and truthfully I would tell you that everyone is matfis on the first person. They're not contingent on the guy before him, but rather the first one. Umay achron diktani, you're right. And what does it mean when it says, but when the last one is matar's neder, he's the only one permitted and no one else? Actually, it's a reference to him, so actually to the middle one, not necessarily the last person. It's just va'aydid tana rishon tana achron. It's only because we mentioned the first person, which we specifically did, because we wanted to tell you, even according to both versions, that when all are going to be permitted. So therefore we said the last one, but it doesn't really mean the last one. It means anyone after the first one, where even if you're in the mitzai, they're all going to be forbidden because they're not matfis in you, but they're matfis all the way regarding from the first one. So the Gemara concludes, Toshima de Tanya Behadu. Let's bring a raya from an explicit Brisa that answers that question. The Brisa says, Huta Harishon Huchukum. Like we said in our Mishnah, if the first one's Matis Neder, then all the dominoes fall, they're all permitted. Huta Achron, the last one who has no one after him, if he's permitted, Ha'achron Mutu Bakul Nasurun, he's permitted, but the rest are forbidden. Huter Emtsoi, if the middle person is Matur his Neder, Himenu Lamata Mutu, from him onward, all their Nedarim of Nazirs are permitted. Himenu Lamaila also, but those that were before him, which they're not contingent on him, they're still going to be forbidden. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, what we see from this price is, Chad Bechadred Mitzvist, Shema Mino, that obviously is because each one is Matvitz and Neda on the one before him, and not all the way by the first one. So the Gemara continues, quoting from our Mishnah, that said, and obviously that this also answers the question that the Gemara had said is going to be halachic relevance regarding to how far could you be Matvitz and Neda. We said, if it's Bekama, well then you're limited to either three or four people, if you're like Rishlakish or B'yud Nasiya. Whereas, if you say Chad B'chavri Mitvis, then you can keep on going, even to 100, because each one's going the one before him. And that's what comes out the halacha, that you could go as far as you want, as long as the one is within three words or four words from the one before him, and therefore you could keep on going. Now the Mishnah said, Harini Nazir. If someone says that I'm a Nazir, B'shama Chaveir V'Omar, and if his friend hears and he says, Pi Kepiv, I want my mouth to be like his mouth, or Visari Kisaroi, I want my ear to be like his ear. So Vahulu, so the Mishnah said that he's going to be a Nazir. Which the Gemara asks, Shum da Amma Pika Piv of Sari Kisari Hare Nazir? Because he says that my mouth is like his mouth, my hair is like his ear, so he becomes a Nazir. So as the Gemara continues, Amad Bezin asks, but Biraminu. But it seems to be contradictory from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, if he says Yadi Nazir, meaning seemingly if you're saying your mouth is like his mouth, it's no more than saying that you want your mouth to be a Nazir, meaning just like he's a Nazir, you want your mouth to be a Nazir. Now, but the Braisa says, if someone says that, Yadi Nazir, my hand should be a Nazir, or Viragli Nazir, my foot should be a Nazir. Loyer Makomi hasn't said anything, he's not a Nazir. But if he says, Reishin Nazir, I want my head to be a Nazir, or Kvedi Nazir, I want my liver to be a Nazir, then that reads another, then he is a Nazir. What's the difference? So Zakal, the Braisa says, the rule is, Davar Shanashama Tluya Boy Harez a Nazir. If the thing that he's saying, specifying, should be a Nazir, if that part of his body is something that his lifehood depends on, which is the case by liver of one's head, if they got chopped off, then the person wouldn't be able to survive. So therefore, if that part of the body is a Nazir, so therefore that incorporates the wholeness of the person, so then the person's a Nazir. Now the problem is that one's mouth and one's hair is not something that the Nisham is tluya by. And that is, if you cut off the hair, or if you even cut off the lips of a person, he's not going to die. And therefore, the question is, why does our Mishnah say that that makes him into a Nazir if he wants his mouth to be like the Nazir's mouth, but just doing an Damashe in Hashem Neshem Etluyim, but it doesn't make you into a Nazir. So Amar Yehuda says, the Omar Hachi, what the person was saying is, Yasa Pi Kepiv Mi Yayin. What does it mean he wants his mouth to be like the Nazir? Why did he pick his mouth? Meaning just like the Nazir is forbidden to consume wine, so too I want my mouth to be like that. When he says Visari Kisari, when he says I want my hair to be like his ears, it means milogris, from cutting. So he's specifying halachas of Naziris, that is where he's being matvis, the Naziris itself, and that's why he becomes a full-fledged Nazir. Right, if he was saying just I want my mouth to be a Nazir, that wouldn't make him, but here it's not just that he wants his mouth to be a Nazir, like that Nazir that's forbidden in wine, so too I want my mouth, which means my whole personhood, where that's where the wine comes in, to be forbidden from wine. That's a Kabbalah's Naziris. Now the Mishnah said, Hareini Nazira. If a woman says, I want to be a Nazira, V'shama b'aylo v'oma v'ani, and her husband heard and said, and me, in the Yachal HaHafer, then he can't be made with a Nedra anymore. Now, relating to this halacha, and the Gemara actually will clarify this halacha, based on this related question, that the following question, Baal me'akir akir, when a husband is made for the nedarim of his wife, is it that he retroactively uproots it like a chacham that's matar neder, which makes it that it as if it was never a neder in the first place? a Dilma Megas Gaius, or maybe it's just that he chops it off. In other words, because it's fundamentally different than the Hataras Nadarma Chachem, he finds what's called a Pesach of Charat. He finds an opening and he shows you that what you took was an error. You would never have made it had you known these variables. So it turns out you really never made a neder. Now, the thing is that a husband doesn't find you an opening. He just says, Mufalach, says, I don't want this. This is nullified. Now, therefore, he's not chopping it. He's not making like what you had said was never. You had made it. It's just that he's being mavatlit mekan alabo. He's saying that from here on, I don't agree with this, and I don't want this to be a neder. I don't want this to be a naziris. So the question is, how does it work? Is it like by the chacham that it is uprooting it from its inception, or is it only from here on? So the Gemara wonders, l'mayin afkamina, what's the halachic relevance? Either way, she's not a nazir anymore. So that the Gemara answers, it's for be for like a following case. Le'isha shenadra b'nazir, for a woman that had made a vow of naziris. Now, v'shama chaverta v'amr v'ani, now her friend overheard her and said, and me. She was matvis in that first woman's neder of naziris. Now, v'shama b'ayla shel rishayin v'hafala, now the first woman's husband heard about this and he said, I'm not going to stand for this. And he's made for her naziris. Now, e amrit mi akar, if you say that what the husband does is like a chacham and makes it like that first neder of naziris was nothing, it was uprooted from the beginning as if she had never made the neder of naziris, sahi namishtarai, what that would do is, that would make that the second woman's neder of naziris permitted too. Because that would be just like the halacha of our Mishnah, where if someone says harini nazir, his friend hears and says vani, where we say that if hutra harishin, the first one, that the second one was matvis and become permitted, so hutra kulam, all the other ones that are contingent on that one, also become permitted. Now, but if you say that the husband just chops off the neder from here onward, then yes, his wife would be permitted, because he was mefred b'yem shamay, but chaverta asir, but the friend would be forbidden, meaning her neder would be a valid neder, because she was matvis in the neder. It's just that the first woman, now her husband, took over and said, from here on, you're not going to be. But she was matvis in the valid neder. Now, the Rush points out that the Gemara could have said a simpler case with even one person, that, for example, if let's say this woman drank wine, it was metamala meisim, and then afterwards on that same day, her husband was made for the neder, if you say that he uproots it retroactively, she's not going to get malchus, because it turns out she never was a nazir in the first place. But if you say Megas Gaius, she would get Malchus, as the Gemara later on says this idea. So therefore, the Gemara questions my, what's the halacha when the husband is made for the neder? Is it being oikrit l'mafreya, or is it only mekan labo? So the Gemara says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, and that's this case that we just quoted in the Gemara, which that's how it comes in relevance to this Gemara's question. Toshima, hareini nazir. A woman says, I am a nazira. Bishama by love amavani, and now her husband overhears his wife taking this naziris. And says, no, and me. So the halacha is the Mishnah says, in the yachal hafer, he can't be made for her neder. Now, so the Gemara says, v'isol kedai d'chbal megiz gais, if you'd entertain to say that a husband, when he's made for the neder of his wife, it's only from here and onward, then lefer le'ishtoi, v'hulitza, then the question is, why does the Mishnah say that he can't be made for her neder anymore? Now, the reason why you would say he can't be made for her neder anymore is because he's contingent on her neder. Now, if he's contingent on her neder, then you would say that, okay, he can't go ahead and be made for her neder, because by being made for her neder, he's going to be made for his own neder. And that's a violation of lo yachal devar. But if you say he's only being made his guy, is it mean to say it from here on, when he's mevatel her neder of naziris, his neder of naziris is not going to become permitted, because he was matvis in what she originally was, which was not oikr na l'mafreya. It's only from here on that she's out of the picture, but what she had made was a val naziris, and therefore he's also still going to be in the neder of naziris, even though he's made for her neder. El alav, so rather we can infer from our Mishnah, shema mino bal miyaka akar, obviously the husband uproots it retroactively. If he does that, by being made for her neder, he's going to be made for his own neder too, which is contingent on hers, and hutra rishon hutra kulam, and now he can't do that. That's why it can't be made for. But that answers the question that we see the Baal is oikrit l'mafreya. I think Marissa's like, no raya. La'olam megiz gais. Truthfully, we could tell you that the husband is made for the neder of his wife from here and onward. But and ubedinu deleifel, and the truth is, halachically, he really should be able to be made for a neder. Now, behind the time of delay motzi made for, the reason why the Mishnah tells us that he can't be made for a neder is not because by being made for her neder, he's going to be made for his own neder too. It's only because kiven de amalavani, since when she said, I want to be in the zira, and he says, and me, command the amar, kayim lechi dami. It's like he told her, I want to be mekayim your neder of naziris. If he's saying, and me, he's obviously agreeing and saying, good, you did a good thing, and I, you know what, I'm jumping on board too, I also want to be. Now, if he's being mekayim it, now, as the Gemara says, imichel akamasai, if he goes to a chacham, who's matur his kiyam, which as the Gemara explains in the Maseches Nedarim, you could be shoyel on the hakama, on the validation of the neder of the wife, then matzi mefer. Once you go to the chacham, then you could go ahead and be made for her neder of nazirus. So as the Gemara explains in the Maseches Nedarim, that you could be shoyel on the hekim, but you can't be shoyel on the hafara. But ve'iloi, what our Mishnah is saying, but if you didn't go that distance to be shoyel on your hakama when you said vani, then lo yamatzah mefer. That's what the Mishnah says. You can't be mefer, not because you can't be mefer, because then you're going to be uprooting your own neder of nazirus. Maybe not. Maybe it's mikan laba, and therefore what he was matfis was before he was mefer it, which is maintained because it doesn't get uprooted retroactively, and he would still be us, and she would be permitted. So then why can't he be mefer her neder? Very simply, because when he said vani, he was like mekayim it. Once you're mekayim, you can't be mefer. Now, yes, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara explains. If he goes to a chacham and is matur his hakama, then he'd be able to be mefer. But the Mishnah is talking about in basic halacha that once you say vani, you can't be mefer because you're already mekayim it. So the Gemara says, Tashima, let's try to bring a raya from a Mishnah in the Chav Dalem and Omen Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha shenadju ben nazir, of a woman took a vow of naziris. Now, moreover, she was so prepared, she's already being a nazira. V'hifrish es behemta, and she prepared her animals, and that is because there are certain animals that she has to bring when she finishes, which is her karmachatas and the oila and the shlamim. Now, v'achika chafala baila. Now, after she had already accepted her naziris, and she's so prepared, she's so organized, she's like, okay, I have my animals ready. Her husband hears about it, b'yem shamay, it's just no way, I'm not having any of this, and he's made for her neder of naziris. So the Mishnah says, im shaloi ha'yisra behema, if the animals that she was going to use to use for her conclusion of a naziris were really the husband's animals, then teitzei v'tira be'eda, then the animals could just go out and graze in the pasture. And the reason is because it comes out that her hafrasha, her designation of these animals are karbanas, were made in error. Now the reason being is because when the husband was makna to his wife, things that she can use in the house, which are his animals too, were only things that she needed. But things that she didn't need, he didn't give her those rights in them. Now, since she doesn't need these animals because he was made for a neder, so therefore, it's like they were makdish betayis, and therefore they have no kedusha, and they could just go out into the fields. Now, but v'im shaloh ha'isa behema, if the animals were her own private animals, meaning, how is that possible if kol mashakana ishakana baila, is that someone else specifically transferred the kinyan of these animals to her on the condition that her husband has no rights in it, so it's her animals, then the halacha is hachatas tamas. Then obviously she doesn't bring the karban chatas because she doesn't have to bring any karbanas because she's not even going to finish out her term of naziris because it was made for it. But the karban chatas can't just go out to graze. It has to die. Now that the Gemara proves v'isolkadai d'chabal mi'okar okar, if you would entertain to say that when the husband is made for a neder, he uproots it from its inception like she never made the neder and naziris in the first place. Well, then, even when the animal is her own, tepig l'chulin, her chatas should go out to a deconsecrated status because it's like she never made the neder in the first place. So, essentially, when she was mafresh, these karbonas and naziris, what do you mean? Who are you? You're not a nazir. It's like an error. And if it's an error, there has no sanctity whatsoever. But we don't say that. We don't say goes l'chulin. We say the chatas has to die. El Allah, b'shma min obam megiz gai. So that's what the Gemara infers. Obviously, that it doesn't totally uproot it. When she was mafreshed as a chatas, it was really a chatas, and it really maintains a chatas. Now she just can't bring it at the end as a chatas, because he chops off her nazir, she can't even finish her term, but that's why it has to die. But because it was oikar meikara, it shouldn't die, it should just go out and graze into the fields. Another thing Gemara says, no rai. Lo yilam em l'cho baal meikar akar, I could really tell you that the husband uproots it as if there was no ned of nazirs in the first place. Behind the time, and what's the reason why the chatas can't just go out l'chulin and has to die, is kiven deloit tzricha kapara, because since now she doesn't need an atonement anymore. So, but at one point, It was. So havas kechatas shemesu ba'alo. So it's a distinct halacha that applies to karma chatas, where when the owner dies, when he's not in the equation anymore, but it was already designated, then the halacha is ugmiri dechatas shemesu ba'alo tamas. That's what a specific halacha that a chatas, when the owner dies, which in a sense that's what happened over here with the woman, the nazira just disappeared because her husband was made for the nether. So then the karma chatas has to die. And the reason being is because when she designated it, she needed an atonement. In other words, she had to bring it. Now, although we're saying that the husband was made for the nether, and yes, it's even oikrit l'mafreya, but what the Gemara is answering is that wasn't a hafrasha betois, because when she was mafresh, it wasn't in error because he wasn't yet oikrit. Rather, that's why we say it's like a chatos, which it was a chatos, but now the owner of that chatos, which was this woman, like, disappeared. Because now he was oikrit l'mafreya. So therefore, it's in the category of a chatos shemesu ba'alav. That's why it doesn't just go out to chulin. And since the owner, which is the woman, just disappeared, it was mesu ba'alav, that's why it has to die and it doesn't go to chulin. Now, that's according to our girsa. Actually, Tosfos brings a different girsa. Not that kivin deloy tzricha kapara, rather the girsa is kivin the tzricha kapara. Since she needs an atonement, now why would she need an atonement? She's not even finishing her whole term of Naziris. Let's say she did it for 5 days and then her husband heard about it. B'yayim Shammai, the day he heard about it, was Mefer. That stops it cold in its tracks. Moreover, it actually is Ikri L'mafrei, like she never did in the first place. So what does it mean that she needs a kapar? So that's what Tosfos says. It's because that for 5 days, or however many days it was, she pained and separated herself from wine. Now, what we're saying that this mishnah is going like is like a Blazah Kapper, who he says that a nazir is a sinner from the fact that you just separated yourself from wine, no matter how long the period of time is. Now, therefore, we're going to see this, even though you were never really a nazira, because the husband was oikul mafreya. But in this context, we will view this animal as a chatas because you're deserving. You are a sinner in the sense of even though you weren't a nazira, because for 5 days you didn't have wine. So since she's the one that had been makdashit, so that's what the Gemara is saying, that since she needs a kaparam, because she, for 5 days, or however long it was, she didn't drink wine. Now, although that now she's like mesu, she disappears into thin air because it was oikel mafrei, there was no nazira here to bring her karma chatas, but we're going to view it as a chatas, shemesu ba'alao, and a chatas shemesu ba'alao, then the karma chatas has to die. And that's why it's unique halacha, where we could say that even though it is oikul mafreya, but still the chatas will not go out l'chulin, and rather it's going to have to die. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya to this, if the husband's oikul mafreya or mikan laba toshima, from a Mishnah of Chav Gimel Medalf. The Mishnah says, ha'isha shenaj ben nazir, for a woman took a vow of naziris, v'ha'isha she'isa yayin, v'tam ala mesim, and even though she took upon herself a vow of naziris, she was drinking wine and making herself impure to mesim. So the halacha is, ha'rezu sefeges, sezambab, she gets 40 lashes, which these are all violations of Naziris. Now, that the Gemara wonders, hey, chidame, what is the case that Mishnah is talking about over there? If it's someone that her husband wasn't made for a nether, tzrich lameimer, would you need a Mishnah to say that halacha? I mean, this is basic, like psukim in the Torah. Of course, you get lashes for violating some of the violations of a nazir. Elopshita, rather it's obvious, the Gemara assumes, dehefalabal. It's talking about that her husband was made for her nether. Now, if you would assume that when the husband is made for the nether of his wife, it retroactively makes that she was never a nazir in the first place, then why would she get 40 lashes? Retroactively, it's that she was never a nazir. Rather, what we can infer is because although the husband was made for it, but whatever she did up until he was made for it, drinking wine, metam lemesim, that was a violation because it's only from here on that the nazir stops, but not from what's before. And that's why she gets lashes. Therefore, as the Gemara says, it loves Shemamino, Balmegi's guys. Obviously it is, because the husband's only chopping from here on, and not Oikir L'mafreya. And that the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Lo'ilam emelcho Balmeyakakar. We could really tell you that the husband is Oikir L'mafreya. Now, here when the Mishnah, then what's the case within that Mishnah of Gimel that says that she gets lashes for all these things, drinking wine, Mitamal Mason, Deva must be talking about that he wasn't even made for the nether at all. Now, but then the Gemara's question was that if he wasn't made for the nether, then why would we need a Mishnah to tell you halacha by a regular nazira that no one was made for a nether, that she gets lashes for violating the halachas of naziris? And that the Gemara says, you're right. That was by itself unnecessary. But Mishum the Ketani Seifa was necessary because of the contrast of the halacha of the Seifa on that Mishnah Chav Gimel, where the Mishnah there said, Hefer la bala, if her husband was made for a neder, Behila yada, that's the key word, but she didn't know about that. She was drinking wine, and she thought, I'm a Nazir, but I don't care. And truthfully, it turns out, you're not even a Nazir. She didn't know her husband was made for a neder. And that the Mishnah there says, Eina sefeges haba. She doesn't get malchus. Now, that is a necessary chiddush to say, because you would think that she would get lashes because she intended to violate an Esser. And that is that the save of the Mishnah there is mechadish, that no, ultimately you're not a Nazir, because the husband was made for the neder. So, that's why you don't get lashes. So as we continue on top of Chav Bezim and Aleph, so Taman Nami Reisha Sevegas. That's why the Reisha said the opposite of the inverse of that, which is that look, if the husband's not Mefer and you violate, you got lashes. If he is Mefer, even though you don't know about it, you don't get lashes. So again, which that has a chiddush, but you're right, the case of the Reisha is not really inherently saying any chiddush, and therefore, but we could say it's talking about a case where he's not Mefer, and that's why there's no raya to this question of the Baal is Megas Gaiz or if he's Oikid L'mafreya, because it's not talking about that it was Mefer to say that it's obviously Megas Gaiz, and that's how you could get lashes for what you did before that, because he's not Mefer. And therefore it could be that he would be Oikid L'mafreya. And then what's the chiddush of that case? There's no chiddush for that. It's the chiddush for the Seifa, which says that when he is Mefer, even if she doesn't know, that then she's not going to get lashes.